Ever get that feeling like you're missing something just outside your field of vision? You know, like at a concert, and you're craning your neck trying to see past the crowd? Today's deep dive is going to take that frustration and flip it on its head, literally. We're diving into the world of unconstrained necks,
right,
where robotic augmentation could give us like superhuman peripheral vision.
It sounds like science fiction.
It really does.
But researchers at Keio University have actually built a prototype.
Wow.
And their findings are fascinating.
Yeah.
But to really appreciate it, we need to start with how our vision and neck movements usually work, you know.
Right.
In our current non-robotic state.
Back to basics. I like it.
Yeah.
So what's the connection between our eyes and neck?
It's called visuomotor coordination. Mm-hmm. Think about watching a car drive by.
Okay.
Your head and eyes work together seamlessly to track it.
Yeah.
Our eyes have a surprisingly limited field of view. Only about 120 degrees where we see depth, so we compensate by moving our head and neck.
Which explains the neck aches after a day of sightseeing. I'm guessing this unconstrained neck aims to solve that.
Exactly.
Okay.
They've designed a system with three servo motors.
Okay.
Think high-tech robotic muscles attached to a helmet.
Mm-hmm.
A stereo camera on top streams live video to a VR headset worn by the user.
So instead of seeing through my own eyes, I'm seeing through this external camera.
That's wild.
And here's where it gets even cooler. The system remaps your neck movements.
What?
So let's say you turn your head 10 degrees to the right.
With this system, the camera rotates 20 degrees. They call this linear by two augmentation, essentially doubling your range of motion.
So if I turn my head just a bit, I'm getting double the visual information. It's like having built-in binoculars for my peripheral vision. Did they actually test whether this translates to finding things more easily?
Absolutely. In their first study, participants wearing the unconstrained neck had to locate virtual targets appearing all around them, kind of like a 360-degree video game.
So targets in front, to the side, even behind them?
Exactly.
Whoa.
And the results? They were significantly faster at finding targets, especially those behind them, compared to when they weren't wearing the device.
Okay, that makes sense. But here's something that surprised me. The paper mentions people reported less neck strain while wearing this robotic neck. You'd think all that extra weight on your head would be tiring.
It's counterintuitive, right?
Totally.
The researchers believe the system reduces the effort your neck muscles need to exert to scan your surroundings.
Okay.
They aren't working as hard because the robotic neck is doing the heavy lifting, literally.
That's fascinating. It's almost like outsourcing your neck's workload. This has huge implications, especially for people with limited mobility or those in fast-paced environments. Imagine a surgeon or a pilot with this kind of enhanced awareness.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But what happens when we need to interact with our environment, not just see it? That's where their second study on hand-eye coordination comes in, and this is where it gets even more interesting.
So they added a hand-eye coordination element to the experiment. What did that look like?
They kept the virtual targets, but instead of just finding them visually, participants had to physically reach out and touch them using virtual hands tracked by motion controllers.
Like grabbing objects in a VR environment.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay, got it. So did this robotic neck help them interact with those targets more effectively?
That's where it gets interesting.
Okay.
Simply adding the robotic neck by itself didn't significantly improve their performance in this touching task.
Hold on. If you can see everything around you so easily, why wouldn't that translate to being better at interacting with things in that space?
It seems our brains prioritize hand movements over head movements for these kinds of tasks.
Okay.
Even with the wider field of vision, there's a bottleneck when it comes to coordinating hand movement.
So my eyes are telling my brain one thing. Hey, look at this amazing range of motion. But my hands aren't getting the memo.
Precisely.
Yeah.
It creates sensory conflict.
Yeah.
Your visual system tells you one thing, but your proprioception, your body's sense of where it is in space, hasn't caught up.
Right.
Imagine trying to play a video game where your character moves differently than you expect.
That makes a lot of sense. It's like my brain is saying, wait, this isn't how this usually works. So how did the researchers solve this sensory mismatch? Did they just scrap the whole hand interaction part?
Not at all. They realized that for the robotic neck to be truly effective in hand-eye coordination, the virtual hand movements needed to be augmented too.
Okay, so not just seeing with this expanded view, but also interacting with the world in that same expanded way.
Exactly. They synchronized the virtual hand movements with the robotic neck's linear by two mapping.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when you turn your head 10 degrees, the camera rotates 20 degrees, and your virtual hand also moves as if you made that larger turn.
Ah, so everything's in sync. That seems like it would create a more intuitive experience for the brain. Did it actually work?
It did, yeah. With synchronized hand and neck augmentation, participants were much faster and more accurate at touching those virtual targets, especially those off to the sides or behind them.
Wow. So our brains are capable of adapting to these radical changes, but only when the sensory information makes sense as a whole.
This study highlights a crucial aspect of augmenting our bodies.
Mm.
It's not enough to simply add something new.
Right.
The key is seamless integration with our existing senses and motor systems. This isn't just about robotic necks. It's about a future where we might enhance our bodies in countless ways.
This is starting to feel like something straight out of a sci-fi movie. We've gone from solving neck strain at concerts to potentially revolutionizing fields like medicine, sports, and even gaming.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
This technology has applications for medical rehabilitation, enhancing safety in driving, improving athletic performance, and even creating incredibly immersive entertainment experiences.
The possibilities are mind-blowing, but as with any powerful technology, I imagine there are some important questions to consider.
You're right. This technology raises some fascinating questions about how we adapt to these changes,
mm-hmm.
particularly the concept of body schema.
Okay.
Essentially, this is how our brains create a mental map of our bodies.
Okay.
In our relationship to the space around us.
Body schema. It's like our brain needs time to redraw the boundaries of what we consider ourselves when we start incorporating external devices.
Precisely. The researchers are very aware of these implications. But on a lighter note, there's one more mind-blowing concept from this paper that I think you'll find particularly intriguing.
Okay, you've officially piqued my curiosity. What's this mind-blowing concept?
They casually mention this idea of transplanting eyes to anywhere.
Hold on, transplanting eyes to anywhere, as in, like, putting an eye on the back of your hand.
That's the general idea.
Okay.
Imagine a tiny camera, remotely controlled, that acts as an extra eye. You can position it anywhere and get live video feed directly to your brain.
Oh, my mind is racing with the possibilities, seeing around corners, inside machines, even like getting a bird's eye view.
The possibilities are truly limitless. But it also raises fascinating questions.
Like what?
Like, how would our brains make sense of such spatially dislocated visual input?
Right. Would it feel like another part of our body or something else entirely? How many, like, extra eyes could we handle before sensory overload?
Those are questions for future research, of course. But that's the beauty of this cutting-edge exploration. It pushes the boundaries of what we thought was possible. It challenges us to rethink our understanding of perception, embodiment, and what it means to be human.
It's like we're on the cusp of a sensory revolution, designing entirely new senses and ways of experiencing the world.
It's an exciting time to be alive, isn't it?
Eh?
And to think, it all started with a simple problem neck strain at a concert.
There you have it. From concert crowds to the future of human augmentation, all thanks to the unconstrained neck. It's a reminder that groundbreaking innovations often emerge from tackling everyday problems with creativity and a touch of sci-fi inspiration. Until next time, keep those necks limber and those minds open to the endless possibilities of human ingenuity.